Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. And also, you can hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, which now includes yet another new radio station, Signal, I think all because of this show. Because all the stations that I'm already on, it's not enough. More and more people need to hear this. So it's 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. And you can also see the show, the Facebook live stream of the show. Hi, how you doing? Go to my Facebook profile page or the Big Willie 105.5 page. If you just joined us, you've missed some incredible radio. And yes, we are going to get to that soundbite of that idiot Cincinnati police chief DEI hire, obviously. But before, I was also talking about this poor kid on Channel 7, new weatherman. I forget his name. It's an unusual name. I think it's French or something. I don't know. And God bless him. He means well. He's a good kid. Looks that way. Seems to know the weather as far as I can tell. But his clothing, my God in heaven, clothing was so bad. It was so, especially this morning. He's had bad clothing before, but nothing like this. And I mean nothing like this. I mean the sport jacket or the coat, whatever, is way too tight. Pants looked awful. Everything, nothing worked at all. It was terrible. I'm sure he cannot afford. Look, it's Channel 7. You know, it's an entry level position for, you know, another child. You know, if he's making minimum wage, okay, maybe a little bit more. He can't afford clothing. And 7, to their everlasting shame, apparently does not have any kind of a wardrobe allowance for these poor kids that they have on the air. And this one, I mean, it was painful to watch today. And so I was kicking around the idea of having some sort of a fun drive, a clothing drive, yeah, of course, to help get some good clothing for this poor kid. And we have some people on the line already who are offering some help. The phone number, Dimitri Hotline, is 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. If you have any kind of clothing, men's clothing, that you can donate for this poor kid at Channel 7, we can actually be the distribution point here, or maybe Schultz Ford, probably here. And, you know, can drop off all of your clothing. If it's a nice jacket, pants, a suit, a dress shirt, a tie, cufflinks maybe, anything along those lines, and then we can just bring it over to Channel 7 saying, here, please give this to your new weather guy. So we got people already who are lining up to offer. Let's go to line one. Hi, you're on Big Willie 105.5 with Dimitri. How you doing?
Oh, is it my turn to talk?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it is. Is this, what do you go by? What is your first name?
Abdul the Butcher? No. This is Tref Dog.
Okay.
Your, friendly local sales manager. How are you?
Tref Dog, doing well. Did you by any chance watch Channel 7 this morning and the weather guy?
No. I was listening to you and Richard Bazzi go, you know, really push the backpack promotion, and really looking forward to this event next week.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. And Richard Bazzi, you could tell how excited he was to be on with me because I thought he brought his A game today.
He always does. He always does.
Oh, so. I thought it was just me. Oh, well.
No.
So
no.
Do you have anything that you can donate for this poor weather boy?
Well, I hope it is still there, and I want to tell you the story.
Yes.
You know, of how I realized it's still there. Down in the basement of my home, sometimes I get a little, when there's a heavy rainstorm, a little bit of water comes into the basement. In one storage area, I have a lot of important stuff, old pictures, air checks of former radio stations I worked at and all that kind of stuff. And so I was cleaning everything up and putting it on shelves. So if water comes in the future, nothing's going to get damaged. And my wife's wedding gown is still hanging down in on the closet down there. But lo and behold, I stumbled into two things this kid could possibly use.
What?
And I need to make Nehru jackets. I've got a blue Nehru jacket, and I have got a brown Nehru jacket. Or at least, it was still there, so I'm going to have to dig it out.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
Also, I got some belt. What?
That'd be wonderful. Oh, my goodness gracious. That'd be a major upgrade for this poor kid at Channel 7.
and I found bell bottoms, and I think there's also a paisley shirt.
Oh.
I used.
That would be great. That would be great. Can we set up some sort of a drop-off point here in the lobby at the world headquarters of Big Willie 105.5, where people could drop off men's clothing, jackets, suits, dress shirts, ties, anything like that, Nehru jackets, bell bottoms, and we can then deliver them. We can have our intern deliver them to Channel 7 saying, hey, this is for your weatherman.
Yeah, I gotta hunt them down, and if I got them, if they're still there, I'll bring them over.
Oh, that we'd show them on our Facebook live stream of the show. We'd actually show them. Say, hey, we're gonna donate this Nehru jacket, the blue one, and the brown one, and the bell-bottom pants and the paisley shirt. We're gonna donate this to Channel 7 for the weather wardrobe drive for this poor kid.
There you go. There you go.
Anything else there?
All right, man.
By the way, if Bazzy starts complaining that I was too much of a goof or whatever, you're going to defend me, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
No, yeah. You're not. No, you're not. That's okay. I know you. No, you're not.
Big yeehaw!
All right. Thank you, Jim.
Okay. All right, man.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.
He's not going to defend me. Nah. He'll throw me under the bus just like that. That's just, you know, what are you going to do? Anyway, so if you have any thing that you'd like to donate for our wardrobe, weather wardrobe drive for the Channel 7, the new kid that needs clothing so bad, just so bad, give me a call. The weather wardrobe drive number 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. 740-325-1490. Do you have any kind of a jacket, anything that will look presentable on Channel 7, which I know is not setting the bar very high, but anything at all that we can donate to this poor kid, because 7 does not apparently have any kind of a wardrobe budget or allowance for these poor kids that they have on the air right now. It's painful to watch. It really is. It's very painful to watch. And 7 could certainly afford it. The general manager could reach into his own pocket and go, hey, we're going to buy this kid a suit, you know, and maybe a sport jacket and a couple different types of pants or whatever, mix and match, and, you know, create fashion magic, if you will. Because right now it's just so damn painful. It just is. Speaking of painful, note the seamless segue into this next segment here. By the way, open phones after the 8:20 commercial break this morning, whatever you want to talk about. I'm on Twitter a lot. X-Twitter, I guess, is the way that everybody should be calling it. It goes by X because it's Elon Musk, but everybody knows that it's Twitter, so I call it X-Twitter, X-Twitter. The videos of the terrible, terrible, horrible incident, this poor white couple beaten near to death by this mob of people at the jazz concert in Cincinnati. And the reason I'm bringing up race is because this is the reason why there's been virtually no media coverage except on Twitter and a few spots here and there. The legacy media all but ignored it because it's the wrong narrative. White couple being almost stomped to death by a mob of black Americans is not part of the narrative. And so they're not going to tell you about it. If the situation were reversed, that is, if the victims were black and the perpetrators were white, well, then, of course, it would be, you know, George Floyd 2.0. But it's not. It's horrible, horrible stuff. And you can blame it again on the city of Cincinnati, the local government leadership, the mayor, whose last name is pronounced something like pure evil. A far out, a hardcore leftist, defund the police, have a DEI as your police officer. You've seen this story over and over again, and they all look the same, and they all talk the same. It really is quite remarkable. Well, the DEI police chief, this woman, held a news conference, and guess who she blamed for this vicious, brutal, almost homicidal attack of this poor white couple that had had the nerve to go to a jazz festival in Cincinnati? She blames social media. It's all social media's fault. And I've got the audio here. At least I had it here a second ago. Now, what the hell? Hold on a second here. All right. Here it is. And let me do that. Okay, fine. Now, it's about 2 minutes long. picture your typical, what the typical DEI hire looks like, and that's, you know, that's pretty much who she is. And you can tell also by the way that she talks. And she blames social media because we had the nerve to actually post this. I did not post it on Facebook because it's just too damn ugly. It's too damn painful. I just like, I can't look at this. It was that bad. No police around anywhere, of course. And in the news conference, because Cincinnati's police chief and the mayor, again, hardcore leftist, absolute hardcore. You've seen him 101 times, all different types, you know, in Chicago and Los Angeles and pretty soon New York. I mean, these are hardcore leftist, woke monsters. DEI. She blames social media for spreading the word. Now, in this two-minute clip that I have, audio clip for you, she is asked a simple question. And note how she does not answer it. Again, when you have DEI hires, this is what you get. You get lawlessness. You get people nearly killed, being beaten to death by mobs. Mob doesn't care. The half the judges in Cincinnati, according to the local police union there, don't even bother with bail or much of anything. They let them back out on the street. There are no consequences. We've seen this story over and over again. So here's the Cincinnati DEI police chief. And again, listen when the question is asked about, well, what do you mean about that? Listen to how she does not answer it. All right.
Another topic I want to cover real quick. Social media and journalism and the role it plays in this incident. And yes, guys, that's you. That is you. The social media, the post that we've seen, does not depict the entire incident. That is one version of what occurred. At times, social media and mainstream media and their commentaries are a misrepresentation of the circumstances surrounding any given event. What that does, that causes us some difficulties in thoroughly investigating the activity and enforcing the law. Because what happens, that social media post and your coverage of it distorts the content of what actually happened. And it makes our job more difficult. Go ahead, right here.
Thank you. Two questions. Where were the nearest officers?
In the central business section. They were working. They were both in vehicles. And like I said, they had to maneuver through the traffic.
My second question is, you had said social media, news media distorted the content of what actually happened. What exactly was distorted? I understand that there was one, you know, multiple views of the video, mm-hmm. but exactly what led up to this? I mean, what was distorted?
Yeah, so I think by the irresponsibility with social media is it just shows one side of the equation quite frequently without context, without factual context. And then people run with that. And then it grows legs and it becomes something bigger that we then have to try to manage as part of the investigation.
She was asked, well, what do you mean? Give us an example. She can't. What we saw on X Twitter, and again, I did not want to post it on Facebook because it's so brutal. I can't look at it. It's so brutal. It honestly, it's Lord of the Flies meets, I don't know what. Horrible, horrible violence. If the victims were black and the mob was white, I mean, this would be a hate crime on steroids. But if this is the first you've heard about it here in the Upper Ohio Valley, there's probably a very good reason for that because it doesn't fit the narrative. It doesn't fit the narrative. And this idiot DEI hire as police chief. Well, it's all social media's fault. Oh, give us an example. Well, I can't. Open phones coming up next. Dimitri Hotline, 740-325-1490.